As a Chinese balloon soars across the U.S., comes word of another balloon from the south.
Defense officials now say there's a second balloon. We're seeing reports of a balloon transiting Latin America. Beijing says in a phone call on Friday night, Mr. Blinken was told by his Chinese counterpart that accidental incidents had to be dealt with in a calm and professional manner, and that both parties needed to avoid any misjudgments.
That's BBC's Peter Bowles reporting. Officials say President Biden wanted to blow the balloon out of the sky, but bowed to the strong recommendations against that by top military leaders who feared harm to Americans on the ground from debris from the large ship. To get more perspective on this, we're joined by Oakland University Professor Emeritus of Anthropology and Chinese Studies, Richard Stamp, for his thoughts on the balloon. Professor Stamp lived in Asia for 7 years, has been to China a dozen times. Thank you for joining us, Professor Stamps.
It's my pleasure to join you.
Trying to get some perspective of all of this, I think some people remember maybe during World War II we saw some balloons, but this seems kind of weird in modern era to have spy balloons over the United States. What do you make of this?
Well, I look at it this way. All superpowers gather information on other countries, even their friends. So they are gathering information. Think of the United States. Think of Gary Powers in the U-2 incident where he was shot down over the Soviet Union. What was he doing? He's taking photographs and gathering data and creating maps. Think about President John F. Kennedy. And we had the Cuban missile crisis. Well, how did he make decisions? He looked at those spy maps taken by American aircraft and in making his decision. Think currently, you know, we have spy planes that fly up and down the coast of China with trained linguists listening to civilian and military broadcasts. They're listening for chatter, you know, that may alert some kind of action. So we think of that. I think of the satellites. Who paid for the first satellite? Well, the first one was Sputnik, put up by the Russians, but who paid for the Americans? Well, it was the American military. Why? Because we were trying to have a better understanding of the rest of the world and to be on the alert and looking out for things. So do I like people spying on our country? No. But James Bond is more than just fiction. You know, it's a reality out there that we have a CIA. And what does the CIA do? They gather information. I think gathering that information is very important. And so I think this is just a reality of the world in which we live. Do I like it? Maybe not. But it's the real world in which we live. So you know, here they are using an old technique. And again, I think it's interesting. Who invented the hot air balloon? Who invented balloon technology? If you ask Siri, she's going to tell you it's a couple of Frenchmen who invented it maybe 200 years ago. Come on. The Chinese have been doing balloons for, you know, since ancient times.
Right.
So it's just a little bit of using some lower tech. Carry the cameras and data collection information. It's using low tech to gather the data so that they know what's going on in the U.S.
Professor Stamps, and that's part of the question that I think a lot of people have, because China has their own satellites and they have the technology and the ability to put things into lower orbit, certainly monitor us in different ways. Why this technology? It almost seems like an amateur YouTuber would put up a weather balloon. So why would they rely on this over different countries, including the United States?
So I think that a smart business, government, military, you don't put all your eggs in one basket. You have multiple information in resources. It's just like you need to have people on the ground, and you need to have people listening electronically, and you need to be taking pictures. So I think it's just using another tool in their toolbox to gather, store information, and have a database upon which they can make decisions.
Professor Stamps,
my guess.
Do you think that perhaps if you're China, maybe part of the strategy is you want the Americans to know we have the ability to watch you? Satellites are out of sight, out of mind, but now there's a lot of international attention over these. Could there be another game that China is playing by using this type of technology?
Oh, I think so. And I think, you know, they're letting the world know that they have these capabilities to gather data and information. And again, it's multiple sources. It's a tit for tat. And maybe it was effective, you know, the, you know, our American visitor who was on his way to China and has postponed that China dialogue, you know, maybe it was a little bit of that. I doubt that, though. I think this has been in the works for a while, and that they said, "Hey, let's test out this technology," and they're doing it.
Let's ask
what we forget is China.
Go ahead. Oh, okay. I'll go. Let's mention that people have been watching this and posting photos on social media. Is there any reason to be concerned? Because they mentioned that the concern could be falling debris if someone were to try to take this out of the air. Is there a need to be concerned over these weather balloons?
I don't think so. I don't think it's something we should be aware of it. We should say, okay, now we're aware that they have this, again, an additional tool for data gathering. Personally, I think it'd be fun if we could just send up some kind of our technology, snip the cables that are holding it to the balloon, let the balloon fly away, and gently, safely bring down that, you know, the 3 busloads or size of equipment and then take it apart and figure out how sophisticated is their technology, how much are they gathering. And I think that would be kind of fun, but I don't think it's going to fall on a bunch of us and it's not going to hurt us. So I think let's not escalate it by shooting it out of the sky, but if it does happen to fall into the ocean and we happen to pick it up, well, that would be okay, too.
Or send it to Area 51, just to be sure. Oakland University Professor Emeritus Anthropology and Chinese Studies, Richard Stamps. Professor Stamps, thank you so much for joining us on WWJ. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Keep up the good work.